Rad FM. I suppose the scoring kind of says it all, really, particularly for the time of year. You know, matches in November, the club championships, they generally tend to be kind of low scoring affairs, you know, with the weather deteriorating. But, you know, it was a dry, very nice day out in Clonmel. And, you know, I suppose both teams started up a really, really good game of football. You know, there was a decent crowd present. And I suppose the scoring kind of says it all. Okay, it did go to extra time, but still 119 to 215 is huge scoring at this time of year for football.
Can you tell us the story of maybe the first half and second half, firstly?
Well, I suppose Mona Lean kind of, you know, they started very, very well. I mean, I suppose they were the outsiders coming into this game, but, you know, they had a very strong team in terms of a number of their players have represented Limerick at various levels. You know, they have a couple of players like Barry Fitzpatrick, captain Limerick this year, and then they've guys like Seamus Hickey and Brian Geary, who, okay, they'd be better known as Limerick senior hurlers, but they're very, very good footballers as well. And they got off to a great start. You know, they were up 1-3 to a point after a quarter of an hour, the goal coming from Luke Kavanagh, and, you know, they were making all the running in those early stages. You know, they were full value for kind of that lead. UCC then kind of, you know, came back into the game before half time, you know, crucially managed to hit 4 points in a row in the last 10 minutes of the half. The likes of Peter Crowley, Sean Kiley, JB Splann, when he moved to midfield, all kind of started to get on top in their sectors. And, you know, Paul Ganey and Gavin O'Grady, who were kind of the two main dangermen for them up front today, you know, O'Grady kicked 1-4 and Ganey kicked 7 points, you know, and they got a couple of scores before halftime to kind of bring them back into it. So just 1-3 to 5 points at halftime in favour of Mona Lean. The second half then was a very tight affair. UCC got an early boost with a Gavin O'Grady goal. And then from there on, you know, kind of the teams kind of started to trade points. You know, at one stage UCC had moved ahead 111 to 118, but then Mona Lean hit back with 4 points in a row to go ahead 112 to 111. Then UCC hit another three, and then kind of, you know, you were just approaching injury time. They were up ahead 114 to 212, and very huge drama, I suppose, in injury time. Mona Lean got a goal. Their cornerback Darren Burke came upfield and managed to put the ball in the net, and it looked like that was going to seal a famous win for them. But UCC, you know, I suppose the big thing that they had today is that they never really panicked. They kept their heads for that very last kick out for the last minute of injury time, worked the ball downfield. Peter Crowley was fouled about 50 yards from goal, and Jamie O'Sullivan hit an absolutely fantastic kick under pressure and nailed the free from the ground, you know, to send the game into extra time.
And just when it was going into extra time, the way UCC finished, did they kind of have the momentum and did they take that into extra time?
Yeah, they did. And I suppose kind of the younger, fresher team, you know, kind of told an extra time. You know, they made kind of the early running with, you know, Paul Ganey getting a couple of very important points. And, you know, they were ahead 119 to 214 at halftime of extra time. Just the 1 point in the second half of extra time then, a score from one lean's Mirish Gavin. But the crucial thing really was in the final few minutes, UCC, just like they had done in the county final against Castlehaven a few weeks back, they ran down the clock by, you know, playing very kind of patient, controlled football, retaining possession. They kept the ball for about 4 minutes in succession on one stage towards the end of extra time. And, you know, I think that was the key, that, you know, Mona Lean just couldn't get their hands on the ball to try and work an attack to equalise and send the game into a replay.
And do you think over the course of the normal time and extra time, UCC were value for money?
Yeah, I think they were. You know, I mean, they had a very slow start, and I mean, they said that themselves after the manager Paul O'Keefe. You know, they were sluggish in those opening stages, and, you know, I mean, obviously they entered this game without two of the stars of their county final win, Johnny Buckley and Dahi Casey, and that looked like for a while that it was starting to affect them. But once they kind of got the grips of the challenge, and their players kind of stepped up to the plate, you know, they really, really did play some good football. They were also without Mike Griffin, one of their wing forwards from the county final win team, who had a match in Kerry today with his club, and then their centre back Niall Daly from Padraig Pearse's. He would have played yesterday in the Connacht Club Intermediate Football Final with his club, so, you know, he obviously had a very, very tough schedule. But, you know, despite all that, you know, they really kind of just grew in stature as the game progressed, and O'Grady and Ganey in particular in attack were really on fire today.
And like you say, on to the last four now against Tipperary opposition, is it?
Yeah, and they're going to be playing Moyle Rovers, who lost the Tipperary County Final today, 9-7. But Moyle Rovers will be representing Tipperary in the Championship, because the team they lost it today, Thomas McDonagh's, they're kind of a divisional combination from the north of the county. So Moyle Rovers will advance to represent Tipperary, and that game will be on in Cashel in a fortnight's time. And then in the other semi-final, it'll be Dr. Crokes of Kerry will be at home to the Clare champions, Kilmurry Brechin.
And it's all looking like it's kind of leading to a Dr. Crokes versus UCC final, which would be interesting for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, it would. I mean, that's the way you'd be looking at it at the moment. But I think both teams will be wary of their semi-final opponents. I mean, Dr. Crokes are facing a team, Kilmurry Brechin, who were, you know, it's only just over 12 months since they were in the All-Ireland Club Final. They've won 2 months their titles, you know, so they're very kind of seasoned campaigners at this level. And similarly, Moyle Rovers, you know, they've been in kind of two or three of the last Tipperary, or last 2 or 3 months of club championships. So, you know, they have plenty of experience. This was the fact that they lost their county final today, you know, that will be a disappointment they'll need to kind of recover from. But, you know, UCC will have to travel up the tip, which won't be easy.